Displaced people fleeing wars and violence have long sought refuge in the United States, finding it a peaceful and affluent haven. Their stories and those of their children are often tragic, and according to one American playwright, very rarely heard.
Ping Chong, who has been producing plays about displaced people for 10 years, brought the stories of five young people and an adult to audiences in the greater Washington, D.C. area. Some saw it as a timely venture in a city that is currently preoccupied with the subject of war. Catherine Drew caught up with the production in rehearsals and has this report.
The only notes I have is that in a couple spots the energy was a little low.
Production stage manager Courtney Golden prepares the cast of Children of War before one of their last rehearsals. The five children, ranging in age from 13 to 18, come from Sierra Leone, Somalia, El Salvador, Afghanistan, and Iraq. The one adult from Iran is a trauma therapist. The group recount horrific and tragic experiences in their home countries. Many have lost close family members.
No. Okay, everybody know where we are? It's the Doreen's entry.
It's not.
Welcome to America.
The play was instigated by the Center for Multicultural Human Services, a nonprofit organization in the greater Washington, D.C. area, which offers counseling for those who have suffered torture and trauma. After 6 hours of interviews, Ping Chong produced a play which weaves the stories of the group's lives with relevant historical information, year by year until the present. In English and in their native languages, the six tell their stories and become second voices in each other's tales.
For 4 days and nights, I am interrogated and tortured. If you tell us the name of the people in the movement, we will let you go.
42-year-old Farinaz Amir Sehi stands out in this group, not only because she is the only adult, but because her suffering was particularly lengthy. She endured 7.5 years in an Iranian jail in the 1980s, often subjected to psychological and physical torture. Her crime had been spreading anti-government propaganda. She now works as a therapist for the counseling center and says the play shows one of the central tenets of therapy in action, that people must learn to tell and fill their stories in order to recover.
This play has elements of narrative therapy, which you do tell your story, but you know that there is a time frame with it. You say it, but again, you are able to separate yourself from it and be grounded in the present and in the here and now.
18-year-old Yavin Kuchia from El Salvador concurs with the therapeutic value of being involved in the production. Her family was torn apart by El Salvador's civil war at the same time as she and her siblings were cruelly abused by their mother and other relatives who were charged with looking after them. On reaching the U.S., she ran away from her family, lied about her age and began working full-time. Now Yavin, with a 2-year-old daughter, has a foster family helping her complete her studies. Yavin describes how she copes with retelling her story.
What goes through my mind as I'm talking, I'm basically seeing everything all over again, and I see it. And that's, it's like I have this screen in front of me that is showing me everything again. And I'm, at the same time, I'm looking at the audience, but the audience is like my screen there. Many times I have cried during the play. We're just trying to help people and tell them that there is a way that you can feel much better. You can feel much, you know, you can feel free by telling your story. You don't have to carry that inside of you your whole time.
And Yavin says she thinks the play will help the audience better understand the immigrant experience.
People in America here, most of the times, they don't know the things that go on in foreign countries, you know. They just think that everything is cool, everything is fine, but we are basically telling them what goes on in other countries, that we suffer, we struggle, and the reason we come here is because we want to have a better life, a better future. Because I have a daughter and I want her to have the best. I don't want her to suffer like I have.
Children of War is the latest production in a series called Undesirable Elements by Chinese-American playwright and director Ping Chong. In 10 years and through 20 productions, the New York-based Chong says he's always strived to give immigrants a voice.
The American media in general, American television and Hollywood films, do not represent a great majority of the people who live in this country, nor do they are their voices heard? So for me, it's also an opportunity for people to hear the voices of those whose voices are not often heard in a very, obviously, very grassroots kind of way.
1996.
Welcome to America!
Everybody on the American TV shows we watched in Soleimani was blonde-haired and blue-eyed. But when we arrive in America, they are not.
Welcome to the real America!
Heart-wrenching as the play is, there are some lighter moments, as the group describe adjusting to their new lives in America. The children are fascinated that a pizza can be delivered to their house with one phone call. It's magic, they agree. Ping Chong says he did not set out to deliver an anti-war message. Indeed, the play was in the works before Iraq came to preoccupy Washington. But he says the stories of children caught up in war zones cannot help but deliver a message that, he says, America needs to hear.
Our first experience of war, if you could say that, is September 11th, obviously, you know. But on the whole, we've been quite insulated from the kinds of experiences that occur every day all over the world. We tend to be insular in a way that's not very helpful for an understanding of the world.
My school is very close to the Pentagon. The memory of my refugee camp on fire comes rushing back to me. 2001.
Farinaz Amirsehi, the therapist from Iran, agrees the play is a stark and timely reminder of the consequences of war.
I hope that people will take it that war is not an answer to anything. And the point is that we are all ordinary people, and we do not ask for it, but it happens to us.
Currently, there are four separate plays from the Undesirable Elements series in the works in Germany, France, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania. Ping Chong says he would like to restage Children of War in the future, although some of the young people may need to be replaced as they or their families leave the Washington, D.C. area. After all, he reasons, there are plenty of stories to be told and ears to listen.
Good, better. Just don't forget, make sure you smile in the beginning. Remember, you're introducing yourself.
For Common Ground, I'm Catherine Drew in Washington.